Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. This month's programme, a summer mixture if you will, has a couple of new and contrasting CDs, some more of your requests, and sprinkled like a handful of garden seeds which it's hoped will grow on you, some music which I chose in the company of former Farfisa demonstrator and theatre organist Graham Wright when he visited me last month. We both agreed that there could only be one opener for the show, and that is June Is Busting Out All Over, played here by Jane McKee Johnson on the 317 Wurlitzer, which used to be in the Tacoma Pizza and Pipes restaurant, until the building and most of the organ too were destroyed by fire in August of 1999. Here's Jane McKee Johnson. Thank you. June is busting out all over, coupled with that other famous Richard Rodgers tune, If I Loved You. That lovely Wurlitzer, which started life in the Paramount Theatre, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and recorded there by Jane McKee Johnson when it was the musical centre of attraction at the former Tacoma Pizza and Pipes venue. The Jasmine Record Company have been more than generous to organ fans over the past few years, offering us releases by Ethel Smith, Lenny D, and Ken Griffin, with more in the pipeline, so I'm told. And so it was a pleasant surprise to see them releasing 22 tracks by the late jazz organist Milt Buckner, who died aged 62 in 1977. Born in St. Louis in 1915, he was orphaned as a child, but an uncle in Detroit it was who taught him to play piano. Basically, his life was that of a jazz pianist and staff arranger for the famous Lionel Hampton Band, but the electronic organ too figured largely in his life, especially as a solo recording artist. This is Milt Buckner inviting us to join him after The Late Late Show. We'll be right back. The Late Late Show, one of 22 tracks taken from Jasmine's latest release, The Rockin' Hammond of Milt Buckner. I can remember back in the days of 78's buying that recording, which had on the reverse the strangely titled Hey Now Zarina. As the sleeve notes state, this album really swings with extraordinary technical and Hammond organ playing skills. Certainly one for the jazz organ fans, that's for sure. And full details, as usual, on the MSS web pages. Milt Buckner was certainly a powerhouse performer, which brings me neatly to the next artist, also a famous Hammond player. Powerhouse was the title of an early Buddy Cole LP, and organist Graham Wright, who's helped me choose some of the music for this month's show, loaned me a copy of the LP, which I did not have. From it, here's Buddy Cole with the Accent on Youth. Accent on Youth, played by Buddy Cole at the Hammond. Hoping, as we all do, that summer will be one which we can enjoy some glorious weather, coming up next is a track from a CD which Arnold Loxham made at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool when he was a youthful 75 years of age, and he's now in his 90th year. The CD was titled The Four Seasons of Blackpool, and from it, this is the summer medley comprising of Here Comes Summer, Those Lazy Hazy Crazy Days of Summer, and In the Good Old Summertime. Medley of summer tunes played there by Dr. Arnold Loxham at the famous Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer during the time that he was entertaining the crowds at that famous location. Okay, the first of the requests this month, and it comes from Leslie J. Baldock, who emailed me from Spain asking if I could include either one of his favourite artists, namely Brian Rodwell or Buddy Cole, playing Here's That Rainy Day. Well, Leslie, as we've just heard, Buddy, how about settling for Brian? Now, this recording was made privately back in 1978 at a small gathering of Brian's fans in the home of the late Alan Humby. Alan was also a bit of a recording enthusiast and captured quite a lot of Brian's concerts on reel-to-reel tape. This is an extract from that occasion.
Thank you.
A tune that needs no back announcing, played by the Governor, Brian Rodwell, on Hammond A100, especially for Leslie J. Baldock in Spain. Glad you like the show, and here's hoping that you'll keep on listening in the months to come. Quite often, organist Graham Wright and I exchange recordings which the other doesn't have, and I recently loaned him some of Dutch organist Bernard Drucker playing the much-travelled Moller Theatre organ which belonged to Reginald Fort, and which for one of its many homes was Radio Hilversum. From that recording, made back in 1956, this is Bernard Drucker's arrangement of The Parade of the Tin Soldiers, and it was one that rather appealed to Graham. Parade of the Tin Soldiers, played by Bernard Drucker at the Moller Concert Organ with an additional percussionist and maybe even some double tracking by Bernard on the piano, because that was one organ, despite a massive specification, that never had a piano attachment. One organ that certainly has a number of interesting attachments is the Compton in Dovedale Garage, Thorpe, Ashbourne in Derbyshire. Originally only a six-rank organ when it was in the Regal Cinema Derby, since its acquisition by Dave Thorpe in 1990, it has been lovingly restored and enlarged, and now boasts everything from an accordion to an original air raid siren, neither of which have any part in this next item played by John Mann. Allegedly, composer Percy Grainger grew to hate his famous piano composition, Country Gardens. Be that as it may, John Mann liked it enough to include it in this Pipes in the Peaks CD recorded back in 2003.
Thank you.
Dientiphorum austem serio, or to give it another name, The Abduction from the Seraglio, composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, played by one of this country's finest orchestral organists, Brian Sharp, an artist who never fails to amaze me with his playing and musical interpretations, be they on pipes or electronics. That was Brian at the one-of-a-kind Kawai T30 organ opening the second half of this month's programme with music chosen by myself and organist Graham Wright. Well, from Graham Wright to George Wright, and with it a request sent in by Dave Romersberger, who emailed me from Washington, Illinois, asking if it'd be possible to include Spring Is Here, composed by Richard Rodgers, with lyrics by Lorenz Hart. It comes from the 1938 musical film I Married an Angel. Okay, Dave, here's the great George Wright himself at his Hollywood Philharmonic Organ. George Wright at the pipe organ with Spring Is Here. Albeit summer, it still fitted nicely into today's show. Researching into our next featured performer, Don Kingston, a former demonstrator connected with the Conn Organ Company, it revealed that in 1979, Conn was one of the first big organ companies to go out of business, but it was taken over shortly thereafter by the Kimball Piano and Organ Company, and soon the whole organ operation of both Kimball and Conn passed into oblivion. In my collection, I've a number of recordings of various organs in the Conn range, but only one which features Don Kingston, who plays for us now at the three-manual theatre model, Haydn Wood's delightful composition, Roses of Picardy. Roses of Picardy, delightfully played there by Don Kingston at the Con 3-manual theatre model. Well, living down here in happy retirement with his charming wife Claire, herself a Cornish lass, organist Graham Wright got talking about the blind Cornish organist Peter Bartle and the recordings he'd made with the locally based Sentinel Record Company, who are sadly no longer in business. When they were available, Peter Bartle sent me copies and I have them all to this day. Peter was born in the Cornish town of Camborne and received his musical education at the Royal School for the Blind in Bristol. He studied piano, organ, and eventually added piano tuning and maintenance to his skills. At organ concerts, he was always accompanied by his guide dog called Brig, and I had the pleasure of seeing him play at an organ festival. Peter, that is, not his dog. Now, that would have been something. Anyway, here's Peter Bartle at the Hammond X5 with the Summer Samba. Organist Peter Bartle with the Summer Samba. Peter died aged 53 back in 1976. Time now for a couple of tunes from the old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond, the original presenter of the BBC programme The Organist Entertains, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Robin had quite a unique and easily recognisable style of playing, whether on pipes or electronics, so let's enjoy some examples on both instruments. Firstly, the former Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer, on which he plays appropriately for the show, the theme from the television show Robin's Nest. Thank you. Robin Richmond at the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer, when it was in the Gaumont Cinema in Manchester, that is. By way of a change from hearing Robin play on Hammond, here he is seated at the Rogers 340 model, with a tune bearing the odd-sounding title of Pompton Turnpike, a number made famous by bandleader Charlie Barnett. The sound of the Rogers 340 electronic organ with Pompton Turnpike, a tune that featured in many a concert given by Robin Richmond and taken from a long ago deleted LP which he made on the BBC label back in 1973. Bringing the show to a close this month is a new CD by Michael Waldridge, who's joined on this occasion by drummer Phil Solomon. Michael and Phil have worked together now for a number of years, appearing with many variety and television stars, and so they've got it together with the release of Opus 1, a CD that should have a warning to anyone with weak eyesight. This is because it's the most colourful CD disc that I've ever seen. The colours simply leap out at you once you open the jewel case. Makes a nice change, however, from the normal monochrome offerings. The music too is bright and cheerful, and it's a rarity to hear a live drummer instead of programmed rhythms. So what do Michael and Phil have on offer on Opus 1? Well, there's a couple of lengthy medleys, one entitled The Best of Buddy Holly and the other The Music of Andy Williams. And then, turning back the clock to the days when he was organist at the Blackpool Tower, there's some Blackpool Tower memories. On top of that, Let's Rock and Roll, Satin Doll, Get Happy, St. Louis Blues, and the two tunes which you're going to hear right now, Love Me or Leave Me and Sweet Georgia Brown. Here's Michael Waldridge and Phil Solomon. Love Me or Leave Me and Sweet Georgia Brown, two tracks from the new CD by the talented duo of Michael Waldridge playing the Roland Atelier AT15 and Phil Solomon on drums. Full details about Opus 1 are on our web pages. With that, and my thanks to organist Graham Wright for his suggestion of artists and music that we might include in this edition of the show, it's time to say goodbye until we meet again via the Organ First radio and web pages. And by way of a change to the usual playout signature tune this week, this is the sound of the Farfisa organ played by former demonstrator Graham Wright and a little something he calls simply Graham's Tune. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.